It's time now for KJN Torpy Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you. But I didn't spend much time out of doors yesterday either.
Oh. I don't think a lot of people did. They didn't have to.
It wasn't by design. It's just the way the day turned out, I guess. I didn't think it felt nearly as humid yesterday, though.
For a while there. I think towards the evening it started to get a little bit that way again, but
kind of the way it goes. Was it humidity or just all those bugs?
Yeah.
Get to that point of the year, too, where you can't walk 5 feet without bumping into some sort of insect. Brett's not in the studios with us this morning. He's busy, probably fixing air conditioners. I don't know. He wanted us to tell you this, though, about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
We're going to get down to business this morning because we've got an awful lot to talk about. The Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development is having a very busy next few weeks with three different field day activities going on. Keith Booth joins us in this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those events. And, Keith, let's start with the Neely Kenyon Research Demonstration Day down at the farm, because that's coming up on the 27th next week.
That's coming right up. This year, the Neely Kenyon Demonstration Field Day is based on conservation, and one of the things they will have there is the conservation station, which is a portable unit that is especially an educational opportunity for kids. The event is free, and it's open to the public with a complimentary dinner. Starts at 6 o'clock and runs till 8 o'clock. And again, I encourage you to bring the kids along because there's some opportunities for them to learn some things about conservation. There'll be issues talking about how to manage no-till, also planting in a no-till, and also the perennial energy crops. And over the years, you've heard us talk about switchgrass and the things that we're doing with it. Well, the next generation, you might put it, of energy crops is a giant miscanthus. And there's some plots out on that at the Neely Kenyon farm, as well as switchgrass. We also have both of those on the Armstrong farm, too, so we're doing research there, too, as well. So if you're looking at a field day to be concentrating on conservation, the Neely Kenyon Field Day on Wednesday, July 27th would be a great opportunity, as well as finding out more, even more about energy crops that could be grown in this area. So, again, this is open to the public with a free complimentary dinner. And the Neely Kenyon Research Farm is located 2 miles south of Greenfield on Highway 25, then a half mile east on 260th Street, and then a half mile back north on Norfolk Avenue.
Yeah, you just get a little bit south of Greenfield on 25. Look to your left and...
That's exactly right. You'll see it. We don't have a driveway off Highway 25. It's kind of a safety issue, and so they have you come around kind of on the back door side of it. So.
You'll see the signage and the activity, though. Yep. It's kind of different, though, to hear you say, bring the family along. Usually we don't hear that about these
types of things. Well, that's what's different. This is sponsored by the Iowa Learning Farms, which is an organization off campus, and part of theirs is very educational, trying to get the next generation involved in the conservation aspects, and so that's why they bring the trailer and encourage kids to come and get involved with it.
Great. That's Wednesday, July 27th, 1 week from today, 6 to 8 p.m., and again, that's at the Neely Kenyon Research Farm, just a couple of miles south of Greenfield. Now, that's going to lead us right into the very next day. Who planned all these things?
I think that's what happened. You have central planning. The next one is the Garden Field Day, which people are probably the most familiar with. That'll be July 28th at the Armstrong Research Farm, and that'll begin at 6:30, and that usually winds up about 8:30 in that area. This year, the home demonstration garden is devoted to children and cats, and I guess you'll just have to come to find out what that's all about. Okay. So, but Cindy Haynes, who handles that, will be handling the home demonstration garden, and she'll be explaining those, and she always makes that educational and also entertaining as well. Bernie will be handling the All-American selections. These are the ones that are varieties of vegetables and flowers that are not on the market yet, but are being tested and determined whether they will actually go ahead and be put on the market or not. So sometimes you can see plants in that display that you may not see again because they're just testing them. So, and then the final one will be Barbara Fuller from Iowa State Extension. She's a nutritionist there. And we had done this before, but the request was, again, it's about food preservation. We guess many people like growing the stuff, and it's nice to eat it fresh, but how do you preserve it for later on? And we're almost a whole generation removed from canning and freezing and those kind of things, so there's actually a retraining of how we do food preparation for that. So, again, that will be 6:30. And, again, the Armstrong Farm, if you have not been there, is located 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, half mile south on 525th Street, and a half mile east on Hitchcock Road, or 13 miles east of Oakland on Highway 6, half a mile south on 520th Street, and a half mile east on Hitchcock Avenue. So,
you usually get pretty good crowds for this event, don't you?
This is actually our largest field day.
Yeah.
It traditionally is the largest one, and I think it has the broadest base for people to look at, and it's just, for most people, just kind of a night out. Oh, I almost forgot to say that we're going to finish up with ice cream and strawberries. And so that'll be in the Learning Center. And so even if it's kind of warm, come on out, because we're going to have one of the sessions will be inside, and we'll be having ice cream and strawberries inside.
Yeah, so I didn't hear that.
Don't let the hot water scare you away.
I was going to say, you'd be breaking tradition without ice cream and strawberries. I can't do that.
I almost forgot that.
And again, now that one's coming up a week from tomorrow. That'll be the 28th of July. That's a Thursday evening. And that gets underway at 6:30 p.m. So, you know, kind of avoiding the worst heat of the day, just
right,
in case that heat wave is still moving on there for those events. Now, not too far down the road after those two events, we're going to go right back to the Armstrong Research Farm for the field days there, and a whole different schedule set up.
Yes, this is our fairly traditional agricultural field day. The topics that will be discussed are corn fungicide trials, corn nematodes, and soybean management, and these relate to the different studies that are being there. But each year we also have one stop that is kind of relevant to the this season and what's going on. And this year is going to be a herbicide resistant plot dealing with mare's tail. And this is a fairly new weed that people say that is resistant to some of the herbicides. And what they're finding out is it may not be a resistance issue. It may be a timing of application, which makes it appear to be in a resistance. So, again, this one will be at starts at 9:30 in the morning, and runs till noon. Finishes up with a lunch, and again, these are ones for the rather conventional compared to the conservation or the garden field day. So, again, this one will be August 9th, 9:30. Till noon at the Armstrong Farm, and again, corn fungicides, corn nematodes, soybean management, and herbicide resistance plots we'll be talking about.
Specifically, a lot of different things for the producers to take a look at out there, and it's usually pretty easy to get around out there. You try to take care of folks pretty well.
Oh yeah, they have people movers, and so, and then there's also the farm is open to other things. Again, if people may want to run up and look at the miscanthus and switchgrass plots, they can do that. And also the high tunnels will be open. They're not talking specifically about the either Garden Field Day or the Armstrong Field Day about what's going on in the tunnel, but it will be open and available. They're growing red raspberries and black raspberries in there at this time, and the cattle building. So it's all open. So it's just an opportunity to hear specifically about some of these issues. But there's other things you'd like to visit and see on the farm. It will be open at that time as well.
Now, we all are very well aware that there is no normal growing season. This year has been different, just like they all are. But what's it been like out at the research farms this year?
Actually, they've been very pleased. We feel like we're kind of in the garden spot right here compared to what's been going on in some other areas. It started out, it was really cool. We thought we were going to be behind, but the heat units have caught up. We're quite good shape on moisture. So the farm looks very nice, and very pleased with the weather we've had to make the plots actually develop. And sometimes you'll have a plot, and the weather gets so bad that you have to throw it out because it wasn't significant conditions to make a measurement off of. So,
well, as humans, we've been complaining a little bit about the heat and humidity over the last few days to a week, and it's going to stay that way for a little while. Yet.
Yeah.
Well, do the plants on the farm, does it make that much difference to them?
Well, if you look at corn, people always see this weather and say the corn just loves it. Well, actually, when you get over 85 degrees, corn starts shutting down. It gets too hot for corn too. Beans, on the other hand, they seem to be loving it. And if you ever notice that the beans are really popping now. So those conditions does put some stress, but luckily we've got the moisture in place. And the other thing that people might have noticed is when we had that wind go through, how we had some different spots where laid some corn down pretty good. But because of the timing of it and the moisture in the ground, it is recovering quite well.
All the time.
Like I say, it's just a combination of moisture and timing and conditions that you have. So
okay.
There'll still be a corn out. Might be a little tough to pick up, but
that's true. Well, of course, we had kind of a cool and a little bit wetter probably than normal planting season.
Absolutely.
But
yep.
You know, we ended up with pretty decent rainfall. I mean, we're ahead of the year's pace for rainfall, mm-hmm. quite a bit ahead actually this year. But it seems to have been spread out enough here. Other places haven't been quite so lucky. But
no.
It's been spread out enough here, and we haven't had really massive rains over and over and over again to cause troubles with runoff and things. So the groundwater should be pretty good.
Yep. We are looking at that. So.
Yeah, soil moisture.
Things are good out there.
You bet. Well, we're good. Well, look forward to a lot of good activity then at those different events. And, again, I guess we should run down the dates so we don't confuse everybody here.
We would be Wednesday, July 27th is the Neely Kenyon Field Day in Greenfield, or south of Greenfield, 6 to 8 p.m. This event is free and open to the public, as of all of these are. And then the next day, on Thursday, will be the Garden Field Day at the Armstrong Farm. And we'll be covering the Home Demonstration Garden, All-American Selections, and Food Preservation. And then August 9th will be the Armstrong Field Day, 9:30 in the morning. And again, topics there, corn fungicides, nematodes, soil management, and herbicide resistance.
Very good. Get them on your calendar. They'll certainly be on ours. Keith, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Want to listen to this once again from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
And again, I want to thank Keith Booth for stopping by and sharing with us about all of this flurry of activity going on with the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development at their various locations. Hope you get a chance to check those out. You can check out KJAN.com, too. We'll get all those details up on our Daily Diary page so you can keep those on your calendar as well. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.